Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. Today we're reading from Ezekiel chapters 19 through 24. Amen. We have a lot of reading to do this day, but we give glory to God. We honor Him. Amen. He is worthy of every accolade, amen, that we can show forth, amen, every praise, every bit of worship, amen. We honor the Lord on today. My hallelujah belongs to Him and to Him alone, amen. We give glory, honor, and praise, amen, to the living God, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, amen. He is our strength on today. He is our provider on today. He is, glory to God, the lifter of our heads. The Lord strong and mighty, mighty in battle. In every battle that has been set out in your life, that battle belongs to the Lord. So why not give yourself to Him, amen, and yield to the words that He has spoken, words of life, words that will prosper each and every one of us, amen, and bring us closer to our destination, amen. We'll be able then to walk in our purpose, amen. Each and every one of us were purposed for greatness in this earth. We were purpose, amen, for a destiny, amen, and for a good end. Glory to God, amen. We give Him honor, glory, and praise. We're reading today from Ezekiel chapters 19 through 24 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, thanking and praising you, Lord God, for life, health, and strength. Thanking you, Lord, for your mercy, your love, and your kindness toward each and every one of us. Blessing your name, O God, with everything that we have within us, Lord God. We humble ourselves under your mighty hands, O God, that you might make us, restore us, heal us, Lord, regenerate us, move in us, Lord God, like never before. Lord, as we're being bombarded as we go out into the world and as there's the enemy, Lord God, that even comes after our mind, Lord, let your spirit overshadow us even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, cause everything that is wrong to be right by your spirit, not by the standards of the world, Lord God, because what is right according to the word, not according to the world. Oh, but God, we give you glory in all things. We give you praise in all things. We understand and we recognize that you are our strong creator. You are the living God. You are our Lord and our Savior, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor. And we acknowledge you on today, Lord God, as we submit ourselves, so we know how. Show us, oh God, how to do it better. Even as we read your word and gain more and more understanding, more wisdom going forward, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, bless, heal, and deliver in us, Lord God. Cause us to be able to see and understand, Lord God, everything that we're reading, Lord God. Give us revelations directly from your throne, downloaded into our spirits even right now. Oh, Lord God, we bless your name, Lord God. We bless your name in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, bless, heal, and deliver right now. Lord, open our minds and our hearts to receive knowledge, wisdom, and understanding on today. Oh, Lord God, as we go forth in your word, in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. We give God glory. We give him praise and we honor him. We're coming from Ezekiel 19 through 24. Amen. From the New King James Version of the Word of God. Moreover, take up a lamentation for the princes of Israel and say, what is your mother, a lioness? She lay down among the lions, among the young lions. She nourished her cubs. She brought up one of her cubs, and he became a young lion. He learned to catch prey, and he devoured men. The nations also heard of him. He was trapped in their pit, and they brought him with chains to the land of Egypt. When she saw that she waited, that her hope was lost, She took another of her cubs and made him a young lion. He roved among the lions and became a young lion. He learned to catch prey. He devoured men. He knew their desolate places and laid waste to their cities. The land with its fullness was desolated by the noise of his roaring. Then the nations set against him from the provinces on every side and spread their net over him. He was trapped in their pit. They put him in a cage with chains and brought him to the king of Babylon. They brought him in nets that his voice should no longer be heard on the mountains of Israel. Your mother was like a vine in your bloodline, planted by the waters, fruitful and full of branches because of many waters. She had strong branches for scepters of rulers. She towered in stature above the thick branches and was seen in her height amid the dense foliage. But she was plucked up in fury. She was cast down to the ground, and the east wind dried her fruit. Her strong branches were broken and withered. The fire consumed them, and now she is planted in the wilderness, in a dry and thirsty land. Fire has come out from a rod of her branches and devoured her fruit, so that she has no strong branch, a scepter for ruling. This is a lamentation and has become a lamentation. It came to pass in the seventh year, in the fifth month, on the tenth day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord and sat before me. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, speak to the elders of Israel and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, have you come to inquire of me? As I live, says the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you. Will you judge them, son of man? Will you judge them? Then make known to them the abominations of their fathers. Say to them, Thus says the Lord God, on the day when I chose Israel and raised my hand in an oath to the descendants of the house of Jacob, and made myself known to them in the land of Egypt, I raised my hand in an oath to them, saying, I am the Lord your God. On that day I raised my hand in an oath to them to bring them out of the land of Egypt into a land that I had searched out for them, flowing with milk and honey, for the glory of all lands. Then I said to them, Each of you, throw away the abominations which are before your eyes, and do not defile yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God. But they rebelled against me and would not obey me. They did not all cast away the abominations which were before their eyes, nor did they forsake the idols of Egypt. Then I said, I will pour out my fury on them and fulfill my anger against them in the midst of the land of Egypt. But I acted for my name's sake, that it should not be profaned before the Gentiles, among whom they were, in whose sight I had made myself known to them, to bring them out of the land of Egypt. Therefore I made them go out of the land of Egypt and brought them into the wilderness, and I gave them my statutes and showed them my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. Moreover, I also gave them my Sabbaths, to be a sign between them and me, that they might know that I am the Lord who sanctifies them. Yet Israel rebelled against me in the wilderness. They did not walk in my statutes. They despised my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. And they greatly defiled my Sabbaths. Then I said, I would pour out my fury on them in the wilderness to consume them, for I acted by my name's sake, that it should not be profaned before the Gentiles, in whose sight I had brought them out. So I also raised my hand in an oath to them in the wilderness, that I would not bring them into the land which I had given them, flowing with milk and honey, the glory of all lands, because they despised my judgments and did not walk in my statutes, but profaned my Sabbaths, for their heart went after their idols. Nevertheless, my eyes spared them from destruction. I did not make an end of them in the wilderness. But I said to their children in the wilderness, do not walk in the statutes of your fathers, nor observe their judgments, nor defile yourselves with their idols. I am the Lord your God. Walk in my statutes, keep my judgments, and do them. Hallow my Sabbaths, and they will be a sign between me and you, that you may know that I am the Lord your God. Notwithstanding, the children rebelled against me. They did not walk in my statutes and were not careful to observe my judgments, which if a man does, he shall live by them. But they profaned my Sabbath. Then I said I would pour out my fury on them and fulfill my anger against them in the wilderness. Nevertheless, I withdrew my hand and acted for my name's sake, that it should not be profaned in the sight of the Gentiles, in whose sight I have brought them out. Also, I raised my hand in an oath to them in the wilderness, that I would scatter them among the Gentiles and disperse them throughout the country, because they had not executed my judgments, but had despised my statutes, profaned my Sabbaths, and their eyes were fixed on their father's idols. Therefore, I also gave them up to statutes that were not good and judgments by which they could not live. And I pronounced them unclean because of their ritual gifts, in that they caused all their firstborn to pass through the fire, that I might make them desolate and that they might know that I am the Lord. Therefore, son of man, speak to the house of Israel and say to them, thus says the Lord God, in this too your fathers have blasphemed me by being unfaithful to me, when I brought them into the land concerning which I raised my hand in an oath to give them, and they saw all the high hills and all the thick trees. There they offered their sacrifices and provoked me with their offerings. There they also sent up their sweet aroma and poured out their drink offerings. Then I said to them, what is this high place to which you go? So its name is called Bamat this day. Therefore, say to the house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, are you defiling yourselves in the manner of your fathers and committing harlotry according to their abominations? For when you offer your gifts and make your sons pass through the fire, you defile yourselves with all your idols, even to this day. So shall I be inquired of you, O house of Israel, as the Lord lives, thus as I live, says the Lord, I will not be inquired of by you. What you have in your mind shall never be, when you say, we will be like the Gentiles, like the families in other countries, serving wood and stone. As I live, says the Lord God, surely with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with fury poured out, I will rule over you. I will bring you out from the peoples and gather you out of the countries where you are scattered, with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, and with fury poured out. And I will bring you into the wilderness of the peoples, and there I will plead my case with you face to face, just as I pleaded my case with your fathers in the wilderness of the land of Egypt. So I plead my case with you, says the Lord God. I will make you pass under the rod, and I will bring you into the bond of the covenant. I will purge the rebels from among you, and those who transgress against me, I will bring them out of the country where they dwell, but they shall not enter the land of Israel. Then you will know that I am the Lord. As for you, O house of Israel, thus says the Lord God, go, serve every one of you his idols, and hereafter, if you will not obey me, but profane my holy name, no more with your gifts and your idols. For on my holy mountain, on the mountain height of Israel, says the Lord God, there all the house of Israel, all of them in the land, shall serve me. There I will accept them, and there I will require your offerings and the first fruits of your sacrifices, together with all your holy things. I will accept you as a sweet aroma when I bring you out from the peoples and gather you out of the countries where you have been scattered, and I will be I will be hallowed in you before the Gentiles. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I bring you into the land of Israel, into the country which for which I raised my hand in an oath to your fathers. And there you shall remember your ways and all your doings with which you were defiled. And you shall loathe yourselves in your own sight because of all the evils that you have committed. Then you shall know that I am the Lord when I have dealt with you for my name's sake, not according to your wicked ways, nor according to your corrupt doings, O house of Israel, says the Lord God. furthermore, the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, set your face toward the south. Preach against the south and prophesy against the forest land, the south, and say to the forest, the south, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will kindle a fire in you, and it shall devour every green tree and every dry tree in you. The blazing flame shall not be quenched, and all the faces from the south to the north shall be scorched by it. All flesh shall see that I, the Lord, have kindled it. It shall not be quenched. Then I said, Lord God, they say of me, does he not speak parables? And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, set your face toward Jerusalem, preach against the holy places, and prophesy against the land of Israel, and say to the land of Israel, thus says the Lord, behold, I am against you, and I will draw my sword out of its sheath, and cut off both righteous and wicked from you, because I will cut off both righteous and wicked from you. Therefore my sword shall go out of its sheath against all flesh from south to north, that all flesh may know that I, the Lord, have drawn my sword out of its sheath. It shall not return anymore. Sigh, therefore, son of man, with a breaking heart, and sigh with bitterness before their eyes. And it shall be when they say to you, why are you sighing, that you shall answer, because of the news. When it comes, every heart will melt, all hands will be feeble, every spirit will faint, and all knees will be weak as water. Behold, it is coming and shall be brought to pass, says the Lord God. Again, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy and say, thus says the Lord, say, a sword is sharpened and also polished, sharpened to make a dreadful slaughter, polished to flash like lightning. Should we then make mirth? It despises the scepter of my son as it does all wood. And he has given it to be polished, that it may be handled. This sword is sharpened, and it is polished to be given into the hand of the slayer. Cry and wail, son of man, for it shall be against my people, against all the princes of Israel. Terrors, including the sword, will be against my people. Therefore, strike your thigh, because it is a testing. And what if the sword despises even the scepter? The scepter shall be no more, says the Lord God. You, therefore, son of man, prophesy and strike your hands together. The third time, let the sword do double damage. It is the sword that slays great men, that enters into private chambers. I have set the point of the sword against all their gates, that the heart may melt and many may stumble. Ah, it is made bright. It is grasped for slaughter. Swords at the ready, thrust right, set your blade, thrust left, wherever your edge is ordered. I also will beat my fists together, and I will cause my fury to rest. I, the Lord, have spoken. The word of the Lord came to me again, saying, and son of man, appoint for yourself two ways for the sword of the king of Babylon to go. Both of them shall go from the same land. Make a sign, put it at the head of the road to the city. Appoint a road for the sword to go to Rabbah of the Ammonites and to Judah, into a fortified Jerusalem. For the king of Babylon stands at the parting of the road, at the fork of two roads, to use divination. He shakes the arrow. He consults the images. He looks at the liver. In his right hand is the divination for Jerusalem, to set up battering rams, to call for slaughter, to lift the voice with shouting, to set battering rams against the gates, to heap up a siege mound, and to build a wall. And it will be to them like a false divination in the eyes of those who have sworn oaths with them. But he will bring their iniquity to remembrance, that they may be taken. There, the Lord God, because you have made your iniquity to be remembered, and that your transgressions are uncovered, so that in all your doings your sins appear, because you have come to remembrance, you shall be taken in hand. now to you, O profane, wicked prince of Israel, whose day has come, whose iniquity shall end. Thus says the Lord God, remove the turban and take off the crown. Nothing shall remain the same. Exalt the humble and humble the exalted. Overthrown, overthrown. I will make it overthrown. It shall be no longer until he comes who is right, whose right it is, and I will give it to him. And you, son of man, prophesy and say, thus says the Lord God concerning the Ammonites and concerning their reproach, and say, a sword is drawn, polished for slaughter, for consuming, for flashing, while they see false visions for you, while they divine a lie to you, to bring you on the necks of the wicked, the slain, whose day has come, whose iniquity shall end. Return it to its sheath. I will judge you in the place where you were created, in the land of your inactivity. I will pour out my indignation on you. I will blow against you with the fire of my wrath and deliver you into the hands of brutal men who are skillful to destroy. You shall be fuel for the fire. Your blood shall be in the midst of the land. You shall not be remembered, for I, the Lord, have spoken. Moreover, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, now, son of man, will you judge? Will you judge the bloody city? Yes, show her all her abominations. Then say, thus says the Lord God, the city sheds blood in her own midst, that her time may come. And she makes idols within herself to defile herself. You have become guilty of the blood which you have shed, and have defiled your idols which you have made. You have caused your days to draw near, and have come to the end of your years. Therefore, I made you a reproach to the nations, and a mockery to all countries. Those near and those far from you will mock you in an infamous and full of tumult. Look, princes of Israel, each one has used his power to shed blood in you. In you they have made light of father and mother. In your midst they have oppressed the stranger. In you they have mistreated the fatherless and the widow. You have despised my holy things and profaned my Sabbaths. In you are men who slaughter to cause bloodshed. In you are those who eat on the mountains. In your midst they commit lewdness. In you men uncover their father's nakedness. In you they violate women who are set apart during their impurity. One commits abomination with his neighbor's wife. Another lewdly defiles his daughter-in-law. And another in you violates his sister, his father's daughter. In you they take bribes to shed blood. You take usury and increase. You have made profit from your neighbors by extortion and have forgotten me, says the Lord God. Behold, therefore, I beat my fist at the dishonest profit which you have made and at the bloodshed which has been in your midst. Can your heart endure, or can your hands remain strong in the days when I deal with you? I, the Lord, have spoken and will do it. I will scatter you among the nations, disperse you throughout the countries, and remove your filthiness completely from you. You shall defile yourselves in the sight of the nations. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, the house of Israel has become dross to me. They are all bronze, tin, iron, lead in the midst of a furnace. They have become dross from silver. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have all become dross, therefore, behold, I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem, as men gather silver, bronze, iron, lead, and tin into the midst of a furnace to blow fire on it, to melt it. So I will gather you in my anger and in my fury, and I will leave you there and melt you. Yes, I will gather you and blow on you with fire of my wrath, and you shall be melted in its midst, as silver is melted in the midst of a furnace. So shall you be melted in it. Then you shall know that I, the Lord, have poured out my fury on you. And the word of the Lord came to me saying, Son of man, say to her, you are a land that is not cleansed or rained on in the day of indignation. The conspiracy of her prophets in her midst is like a roaring lion tearing the prey. They have devoured people. They have taken treasure and precious things. They have made many widows in her midst. Her priests have violated my law and profaned my holy things. They have not distinguished between the holy and unholy, nor have they made known the difference between the unclean and the clean. They have hidden their eyes from the Sabbath so that I am profaned among them. Her princes in her midst are like wolves tearing the prey to shed blood, to destroy people, and to get dishonest gain. Her prophets plastered them with untempered mortar, seeing false visions and divining lies for them, saying, thus says the Lord God, when the Lord had not spoken. The people of the land have used oppression, committed robbery, and mistreated the poor and needy, and wrongfully oppressed the stranger. So I have sought for a man among them who will make a wall and stand in the gap before me on the behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. Therefore, I have poured out my indignation on them. I have consumed them with the fire of my wrath, and I have recompensed their deeds on their own heads, says the Lord God. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, there were two women, the daughters of one mother. They committed harlotry in Egypt. They committed harlotry in their youth. Their breasts were their embrace. Their virgin bosom was their press. Their names, Ohala and the elder, and Ohaliba, her sister. They were mine, and they were born sons and daughters. And as for their names, Samaria is Ohala, and Jerusalem is Ohaliba. Ohala played the harlot even though she was mine, and she lusted for her lovers and neighboring Assyrians who were clothed in purple. Captains and rulers, all of them desirable young men, horsemen riding on horses. Thus she committed her harlotry with them, all of them choice men of Assyria, and with all for whom she lusted. With all their idols she defiled herself. She has never given up her harlotry brought from Egypt, for in her youth they had lain with her, pressed her virgin bosom, and poured out their immorality upon her. Therefore, I have delivered her into the hand of her lovers, into the hand of the Assyrians, for whom she lusted. They uncovered her nakedness, took away her sons and daughters, and slew her with the sword. She became a byword among women, for they had executed judgment on her. Now, although her sister, Ohaliba, saw this, she became more corrupt in her lust than she, and in her harlotry, more corrupt than her sister's harlotry. She lusted for the neighboring Assyrians, captains and rulers, clothed most gorgeously, horsemen riding on horses, all of them desirable young men. Then I saw that she was defiled. Both took the same way. But she increased her harlotry. She looked at men portrayed on the wall, images of Chaldeans portrayed in vermilion, girded with belts around their waists, flowing turbans on their heads, all of them looking like captains in the manner of the Babylonians of Chaldea, the land of their nativity. As saw them, she lusted for them and sent messengers to them in Chaldea. Then the Babylonians came to her into the bed of love, and they defiled her with their immorality. So she was defiled by them and alienated herself from them. She revealed her harlotry and uncovered her nakedness. Then I alienated myself from her. And as I had alienated myself from her sister, yet she multiplied her harlotry in calling to remembrance the days of her youth when she had played the harlot in the land of Egypt. For she lusted for her paramours, whose flesh is like the flesh of donkeys and whose issue is like the issue of horses. Thus you called to remembrance the lewdness of your youth when the Egyptians pressed on your bosom because of your youthful breast. Therefore, O Haliba, thus says the Lord God, behold, I will stir up your lovers against you from whom you have alienated yourself. And I will bring them against you from every side, the Babylonians, all the Chaldeans, Pekod, Shoah, Koah, all the Assyrians with them, all of them desirable young men, governors and rulers, captains and men of renown, all of them riding on horses, and they shall come against you with chariots, wagons, and war horses, with a horde of people. They shall array against you buckler, shield, and helmet all around. I will delegate judgment to them, and they shall judge you according to their judgments. I will set my jealousy against you, and they shall deal furiously with you. They shall remove your nose and your ears, and your remnant shall fall by the sword. They shall take your sons and daughters, and your remnant shall be devoured by fire. They shall also strip you of your clothes and take away your beautiful jewelry. Thus I will make you cease your lewdness and your harlotry brought from the land of Egypt, so that you will not lift your eyes to them nor remember Egypt anymore. For thus says the Lord God, surely I will deliver you into the hand of those who hate you, into the hand of those from whom you alienated yourself. They will deal hatefully with you, take away all you have worked for, and leave you naked and bare. The nakedness of your harlotry shall be uncovered, both your lewdness and your harlotry. I will do these things to you because you have gone as a harlot after the Gentiles, because you have become defiled by their idols. You have walked in the way of your sister. Therefore, I will put her cup in your hand. Thus says the Lord God, you shall drink of your sister's cup, the deep and wide one. You shall be laughed to scorn and held in derision. It contains much. You will be filled with drunkenness and sorrow, the cup of horror and desolation, the cup of your sister Samaria. And you shall drink and drain it. You shall break its shards and tear it at your own breast. For I have spoken, says the Lord God. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have forgotten me and cast me behind your back, for you shall bear the penalty of your lewdness and your harlotry. The Lord also said to me, son of man, will you judge Ohola and Ohaliba? Then declare to them their abominations, for they have committed adultery. And blood is on their hands. They have committed adultery with their idols and even sacrificed their sons, whom they bore to me, passing them through the fire to devour them. Moreover, they have done this to me. They have defiled my sanctuary on the same day and profaned my Sabbaths. For after they had slain their children for their idols, and on the same day they came into my sanctuary to profane it. And indeed, thus they have done in the midst of my house. Furthermore, you sent for men to come from afar, to whom a messenger was sent, and there they came. And you washed yourself for them and painted your eyes and adorned yourself with ornaments. You sat on a stately couch with a table prepared before it, as on which you had set my incense and my oil. The sound of a carefree multitude was with her, and Sabaeans were brought from the wilderness with men of common sort who put bracelets on their wrists and beautiful crowns on their heads. Then I said concerning her who had grown old in adulteries, will they commit harlotry with her now, and she with them? Yet they went in to her, as men go in to a woman who plays the harlot. Thus they went in to Ohola and Ohaliba, the lewd women. But righteous men will judge them after the manner of adulteresses and after the manner of women who shed blood, because they are adulteresses and blood is on their hands. For thus says the Lord God, bring up an assembly against them. Give them up to trouble and plunder. The assembly shall stone them with stones and execute them with their swords. And they shall slay their sons and their daughters and burn their houses with fire. Thus I will cause lewdness to cease from the land, that all women may be taught not to practice your lewdness. They shall repay you for your lewdness, and you shall pay for your idolatrous sins, then you shall know that I am the Lord God. Again in the ninth year, in the tenth month, and on the tenth day of the month, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, write down the name of the day, this very day, the king of Babylon starting his siege against Jerusalem this very day, and utter a parable to the rebellious house, and say to them, thus says the Lord God, put on a pot, set it on, and also pour water in it, gather pieces of meat in it, every good piece, the thigh and the shoulder, fill it with choice cuts, take of the flock, and pile fuel bones under it. Make it boil well, and cut, and let the cut simmer in it. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, woe to the bloody city, to the pot whose scum is in it, and whose scum is not gone from it. Bring it out piece by piece, on which no lot has fallen, for her blood is in her midst. She set it on top of a rock. She did not pour it on the ground to cover it with dust, that it may raise up fury and take vengeance. I have set her blood on top of a rock, that it may not be covered. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, woe to the bloody city. I too will make the prey great. Heap on the wood, kindle the fire, cook the meat well, mix in spices, and let the cuts be burned up. Then set the pot empty on the coals, that it may become hot, and its bronze may burn, that its filthiness may be melted in it, that its scum may be consumed. She has grown weary with lies, and her great scum has not come from her. Let her scum be in the fire. Filthiness is lewdness, because I have cleansed you, and you were not cleansed. You have not cleansed of your filthiness anymore. You will not be cleansed of your filthiness anymore till I have caused my fury to rest upon you. I, the Lord, have spoken it. It shall come to pass, and I will do it. I will not hold back. I will not spare, nor will I relent. According to your ways and according to your deeds, they will judge you, says the Lord God. Also, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, behold, I take away from you the desire of your eyes with one stroke. Yet you shall neither mourn nor weep, nor shall your tears run down. No mourning for the dead. Bind your turban on your head and put your sandals on your feet. Do not cover your lips. Do not eat man's bread of sorrow. So I spoke to the people in the morning, and at evening my wife died. And the next morning I did as I was commanded. And the people said to me, will you not tell us what these things signify to us, that you behave so? Then I answered them. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, speak to the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord God, behold, I will profane my sanctuary, your arrogant boasts, the desires of your eyes, the delight of your soul, and your sons and daughters whom you left behind shall fall by the sword. And you shall do as I have done. You shall not cover your lips nor eat man's bread of sorrows. Your turban shall be on your head and your sandals on your feet. You shall neither mourn nor weep, but you shall pine away in your iniquities and mourn with one another. Thus Ezekiel is assigned to you. According to all that he has done, you shall do. And when this comes, you shall know that I am the Lord God. And you, son of man, will it not be in the day when I take from them their stronghold, their joy, and their glory, the desire of their eyes, and that on which they set their minds, their sons and their daughters, that on that day one who escapes will come to you to let you hear it with your ears. On that day your mouth will be open to who has escaped. You shall speak and no longer be mute. Thus you will be a sign to them, and they shall know that I am the Lord. And you have heard from Ezekiel chapters 19 through 24 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let all these things be an example to each and every one of you, to each and every one of us. amen. This relationship, amen, that we have with the Lord, it is precious in our sight. Just like the ones that you love, the ones that give you joy, this relationship is a joyous one if you allow it to be. Amen. Cling to the Lord. Get closer to him. Amen. Call on the name of Jesus. Amen. He said if we draw nigh unto him, if we draw near, that he would draw near to us. Let us do that today. Let us begin to call on his name and draw closer to him, because the day is coming when he will come back, when he will return to bring his people back with him. And each and every one of us want to be numbered among those that are his. We want to be numbered among those that are his beloved. We want to be numbered among those who have the Spirit of God on the inside, whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He is that Lamb. Amen. His name is Jesus. He is our salvation. He is our Lord. He is our deliverance. He is our way maker. He is our provision. He is the great physician. He is our help in the time of trouble. He is our present help. He is the Lord, strong and mighty, mighty in battle. He is the one who avenges us, because vengeance is mine, says the Lord. He is the one. He's the one, amen, that we can hide in his bosom and we are safe. He's the one that we can call upon his name, because his name is a strong tower. And even his name, calling upon his name, is safety. Let us be safe today. Amen. Let us, amen, make our relationships sure and sound, our relationship with God being the ultimate of all relationships. I want you to remember something that I've said from the very beginning of this series, and I shall continue to remind you of. We were always intended to be in relationship with the God of the universe. We were always intended to be in relationship with the living God. We were always intended to be in relationship with Jesus, our salvation. Always, always, always. Amen. There's a trickster out there who is saying the opposite of the word of God, who is pulling you out of the direction of godliness, out of the direction of holiness, out of the direction of your Lord and your Savior, out of the direction of the love of your life. And he is the love of your life, whether you realize it or not. This is the greatest love that has ever been known, to be in relationship, amen, with God, the living God. Glory to God. Say yes to the Lord today. Amen. Let's not turn away as Israel did. Amen. These things are warnings. These things are written to let us know who God is and who they were, and that we were always intended to be in relationship with him. I know you see through these readings that we have been reading that the Lord was always in pursuit of them, always trying to bring them back, like a husband, amen, going after his wife, always trying to bring them back to him, always trying to love them, always trying to let them know everything you need is in me. I have everything that you need. Stop going back to those things that have no power. Stop going back to those things that can't deliver you. Stop going back to those things that are killing you. I have life. I have peace. I have everything that you have need of. Amen. The same is true today, in this day, and in this age. Jesus is pursuing us in the same manner, like a husband going after his wife, amen, to love her and to keep her safe and to console her and to make everything well with her. Jesus is doing the very same thing for us. Amen. Let him do it today. Today is the day of salvation. Say yes to the Lord. His name is Jesus. There is no other name under heaven that has been given among men that we can be saved by except the name of Jesus. Don't believe the lie. I know many words have gone out. They said there's many, many ways to the higher power. That's a lie from the pit of hell. The devil wants to trick you. He wants to fool you, just like he did Eve. But today is the day of salvation, and there is power in the name of Jesus, and he's able to turn every situation in your life around. Amen. It's time to renew. It's time to revive. It's time to regenerate that relationship that was lost, that relationship with Jesus. Today is the day of salvation. Call on his name. He said, whosoever shall call upon his name they shall be saved. His name is Jesus. Amen. This is the day, and this is the hour. God bless you. God keep you, and God anoint you. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. Amen.